Before I left San Diego, I had to purchase a new GPS system. And speaking of GPS systems, I learned that Korn, well, I kind of knew this already, but this just reaffirms the fact that Korn is Mother Nature's GPS system, the gastrointestinal positioning system, because Big Fatty has cured me of my home pooper's medical malady. I'm sure that everyone is just dying to know that I've had the four big blowouts since staying at Big Fatty's Fat Cave. And the secret is over-fibering. It's true. You should see the mega doses that Big Fatty takes of his fiber and that he gave me as well. And I have not stopped shitting ever since.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have not stopped shitting ever since.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 376 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 14th of July, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, I am just going to nitter-natter and chitter-chat, and just, it's live again. There's no more pre-recorded Big Fatty. It's all Big Fatty live. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. Big Fatty has returned from Hatlanta and had to go over to Hatlanta to see the Hats. It was the middle brother's 50th birthday. His 50th birthday was on Friday, the 10th of July, and my sister-in-law, his wife's 50th birthday, was on Saturday the 11th of July. So there was a big old hootenanny over there, and they had a party thrown in their honor, and you know, they gave me shit when I turned 53 years ago, so I had to go over there and just give it right back. Big Fatty, well, you know, turnabout is fair play, y'all. Just remember that. So, and y'all, by the time I have another milestone birthday, that'll be when I'm 60. And you know, 57 and 60 are a lot closer together than 47 and 50 are. I just want you to know that. It's noted. Write that one down, y'all. Write that one down. And I'm not going to give you time to go get a pencil to write it down. But y'all, Big Fatty headed out on the way over to Hatlanta. And I had, you know, I don't like to go and spend, you know, do the whole drive. It's about a 5.5 hour drive, and I don't like to do it all in one day. So I normally, on the way over there, I usually like to just stop around the Horror Hotel. You know, it's a nice little place to break it up and everything. And y'all, it was a lovely experience at the Horror Hotel. There were not very many people there at all, and Big Fatty tends to really reel in the gentleman callers when there's less competition. And, let's just say Big Fatty left there very, very happy. And let's just say the wipeout big balls were not the only big balls being jumped on. Oh, that didn't sound quite right, but, you know.
You know, we know what you mean, Big Fatty. We've been around you enough.
And so got to Hatlanta, and I was able to get away go out to the Eagle on Thursday night. I wasn't sure if that was going to happen or not, and so I didn't make any specific plans, and it just kind of came up at the last minute, but went and did that, and it was all right. And but I did get a chance to see Frank from Atlanta, and he and I he and I watched the premiere of The Big Brother, and I'm not going to go down in the Fat Cave to talk about it, but let's just say that it's going to be an interesting season. I've already seen the Sunday episode also, and the the next episode is tonight, y'all. It is Tuesday night, and I believe it comes on at 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights. I'm going to double-check that over at the CBS.com while we're sitting here chitter-chatting. But, y'all, that Jesse from last year is back on there again this year, and y'all, he has gotten big. He's big. He's big old Jesse, and, you know, he was a big old meathead anyway. Yes, it is Tuesdays at 9 p.m. and Sundays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. So, tonight you'll get to see the big brother at 9 p.m. And I heard that, that Daniel Beaver bitching about it already, but you know, that's okay. What he was bitching about, I think is fucking corny also, where they go, oh, I'm on, oh, look, it's the big brother key, oh. You know, I think that's corny too, but you know, it's just part of it. Now they get into the good stuff. But Jesse is on there, and y'all, he may be a meathead and all that, and but y'all, his show is pretty to look at. Even Frank from Atlanta agrees with Big Fatty on that one. And actually, it's going okay. The big old graphic designer Kevin, and we all know all graphic designers are the big old homosexuals. But Kevin he's holding his own. But y'all, he is not hiding nothing about him being a big old homo. And let's see, when I was over in Atlanta, did a little shopping and mainly just had it around. And y'all, that is going to bring me to the first segment of today's show.
Brick Fighter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fighter?
Well, y'all, today's Ask Big Fatty comes to us in the form of a voice letter and an e-letter, and it's the same question, so we're going to play the voice letter.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Teresa from the Seattle. I just wanted to say thank you for the birthday wishes on today's show. And it's okay that you forgot because I didn't even know that you knew it was my birthday. But anyway, I just wanted to say thank you and also ask you a question. I always wanted to know, why do you call your parents the Hats? Where did that name come from? So anyways, I hope you're doing well and I hope your week's going good. And I will talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Teresa in the Seattles. And Rob also wrote to Big Fatty and asked the question. Said, Big Fatty, you refer to your parents as the Hats. Why? What's the story behind that? Love the show, Rob. Well, y'all, it comes from the... God, I can't believe I'm saying this. Y'all, my father, who I'm turning into, and Miss Kitty will verify this, that every day, Brick Fatty, you get more and more like your father. And, my father in the wintertime walks around with an orange hat on, okay? An orange stocking cap. And y'all, when he pulls his, pulls his hat off, his hair looks like that Alfred Einstein. And, y'all, so it's this orange hat, you know, so it just got shortened to the Hats, you know, so, you know, we're gonna go see the Hats. Well, there you have it. It's not very interesting, but, you know, that's why they're the Hats, and my mother, because she was crazy enough to marry him and stay with him all these years, you know, she deserves to be a Hat also, Hat Arena. And so please, if you would like to refer to your parents as the Hats, because, you know, they can get kind of hatty, you know, it's like, oh, go put on your orange hat, crazy person, you know, and, you know, they sometimes they like to wear the red hats and, you know, they have that Red Hats Club. My mother has a poem, when I get old, I will wear a red hat and a purple dress. Because I have it on my hat. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, hopefully that kind of answers it, but not really. But y'all, feel free to refer to your parental units as the hats as well. Because, you know, it's Lidsville or something like that. Y'all, I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about. Y'all, I went to the post office box and didn't have anything from Brian from Boston in there. So evidently, Brian, whatever you saw sitting on your table that you knew that you were going to get called out on, well, it didn't arrive. So it's been returned to you. So if you need a better address, you just let Big Fatty know. I'm still holding the package that my straight boyfriend Bob sent me. It's right here. In fact, I'm going to go over here and touch it again because, you know, can you hear that? I'm going to touch it again because I'm going to wait until the birthday to open that. So, but what, it's been a long time since y'all heard one of those, hadn't it? Oh, Big Fatty, we've missed your birth. We missed the belching. But y'all, I got, two of the investment statements today, and you know, they've taken a hit with the tough economic times. But y'all, one of them, I did okay in this last quarter. It's on the rise, y'all. It is on the rise, and I can't say anything other than I'm happy about that. Now, we're not back to where we started from, but it's on the rise. And the other one is within less than $200 away from where we started from, which is really pretty good. I'm pleased. I'm not happy, but I'm pleased. So, Big Fatty is pleased. Oh, please, Big Fatty. We love to please Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't have any news on the coupon this week because I did not go to the Publix over the weekend. However, y'all, in last week's coupon, they had, and I don't know if I talked about this or not, I don't think I did, but they had a coupon that you could, if you bought a $50 gift card to the BP station, that's the British Petroleum, but it's not really British Petroleum anymore, it's the BP, you know, and that's where all the wasp and the bumblebees stop to urinate at the BP station. if you bought the $50 gas card at the Publix to the BP or to the Shell gasoline, there was a coupon in the paper that they would give you $10 off. So you got you paid $40 for $50 worth of gas. I'm like, y'all, Big Fatty did that because, you know, I had to make the trip in the Ford Explosion over to Hatlanta. And y'all, I thought that was good. And y'all, I was really surprised. I'm always surprised by the gas. And by the gas, I'm talking about petroleum now. So you don't need to be pinching your nose. And, by the way, I've got my clothes in the dryer now because when I got back, had to wash, get the clothes washed. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Got to get the clothes washed. But, anyway, y'all, I just saw a story on the news right after the weather wrap. Well, y'all, we've had some severe weather moving through the area, but it has not rained here near the Fat Cave. But there was a gas war up there in the Charlotte, North Carolina, $2.02 a gallon, $2.02. But y'all, Big Fatty saw it for $2.15 in Augusta, Georgia. Y'all, that in Augusta, you generally has some of the cheaper gas between here and Hatlanta, but $2.15, I thought that's pretty good. And I know I'm, you know, you're happy with that gouging. But, well, it's better that gouging than the $3 gouging, I guess. I don't know. But, anyway, but I didn't get that. But I no, I didn't need it when I saw it at 215. But y'all, it's dropped since I left Charleston. It's down to 229 a gallon here. So that's pretty good. At least
Big Friday thinks it's pretty good.
Now, y'all, while I was gone, I did receive some items that I wanted to read on the show. But y'all, one thing that I want to get to first of all is I think it's breaking news.
This just into the Bat Cave News Center. Tom and Terry and the Chicagos have issued their first podcast.
And y'all, the BFO has the exclusive footage of this first podcast, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, everyone, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. You read us on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Purina makes and beat it right along.
And just okay. Stop. That's how you have to end everyone.
We just have to say Big Fatty just for the sake of he's one of our favorite podcasts. Hey, we're at a restaurant. We're at Valare. We're celebrating our 14th anniversary, and Terry's had three of the happiest years of his life.
Six.
Six, okay. Look, I doubled it in just a matter of one sentence. We're here right by the maitre d's counter, listening to all the people come in and tell how important they are. We just had a Dr. So-and-so seated, which is awesome, because when I start having acute angina, which is even possible for a guy, they'll know where to run over to resuscitate me. We're hoping a little bit later to go to a show. Maybe we'll see Jersey Boys or hopefully Mary Poppins, because I know she goes in flight. So that'll be very exciting. See her little, maybe we'll even see under her dress if she goes above us. If we're in the main auditorium, we'll see under. Maybe see an old lady's vag. And we're enjoying I'm having risotto here at Valare. Terry had the farfalle. I don't see any asparagus in there, so his urine may be completely normal smelling later. So, okay, well, I think if I've pushed the right button, this may be recording. So we'll talk to everybody later. Okay, bye.
Now, y'all, I don't know what they're going to call their podcast, but it sounds to me like it has a vaginal theme to it, because they mention Tom's cute vagina. Or angina, or I don't know who has the cute vagina, but they were talking about urine, peeing in the farfalle, and then looking at Mary Poppins' vag. I just don't know. But y'all, once I hear more about this new breaking news podcast and you know, Chicago is the hotbed. It is the hotbed of podcasting gold. Podcasting gold. And, you know, that's where Jimmy is. Except it's not Jimmy. Big Freddy. So, anyway, no, y'all, that was sent to me from Tom and Terry. They had just been out to eat on their, dear Gussie, on their 14th anniversarium, and, you know, y'all, and then they were going to go to their place out by the shore, or their place by the Palm Springs, and whatever. But anyway, and Tom and Terry, you never did call me back to tell me, if you went to see, if you got to see Mary Poppins' vag. Y'all, I think Miss Lauren also went to see Miss Poppins, but did she tell me about it? No. Oh, no, Big Freddy, I'll ask your opinion, but I'm not going to tell you if I actually went to it or not. Y'all, Miss Lauren is having some sort of Mac attack issues. So y'all get on your knees and pray for her, and also join Miss Wes in saying,
I have not stopped shitting ever since.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.